Well, basically, to be objective, what the rebels have achieving now are the victories that they wanted to achieve in the first 2 months of the conflict. So they are advancing. They are changing the balance of power in Libya. On the eastern front, after Brega, their achievement should go towards all the way on the coastal area to Sirte. So it needs some time. And on the western front, that's the real achievement. They have been able to advance from three sides to Tripoli. However, one would say that Tripoli and its surroundings still have a large number and equipment of the Gaddafi forces that the rebels need to overcome. So for the rebels to actually control Tripoli, they'll still have to do a big battle. Unless Gaddafi is taken out or he decides to leave in a way or another, there's still a big battle in front of the rebels before they secure the control of the country.
There has been times when the rebels have taken towns and then lost them immediately. And some people have argued that this may be actually NATO's push that has enabled them to take Zawiya and the coastal route. Do you think that argument holds water?
Well, there is no doubt about it at all, that without NATO air force superiority, the rebels couldn't have basically made those inroads. We've seen in the beginning of the engagement how ground forces of Gaddafi, even without their air force, have been able to push the rebels even beyond Benghazi. So one has to admit that it is really a war where NATO is opening the path and the rebels are, as ground forces, measuring themselves to the remnant of the Gaddafi surviving forces. Having said that, obviously the rebels now have hardened. But I am still asking the question, as long as Gaddafi is on the ground and leading his forces, I don't think we're up to an end of a conflict by force by the end of this month or even by the end of the summer.
And what does this mean to the governance issues? If and when Gaddafi regime falls, if the rebels are not able to hold their own, and Gaddafi seemingly has some support in and around Tripoli?
Well, first of all, let's be very clear that when and if Gaddafi quits the command of his forces will become the new rebels. And we've seen it in other countries in Africa. So even the current Benghazi interim transitional council forces could take over. I'm saying even after that, they will have to face off with a very strong guerrilla force, let alone that is the issue of the internal situation of the rebels, in the sense that while we know that their leaders are former commanders, military bureaucrat, diplomats, many of those militias are Islamist militias. And the big question is, will these militias disarm and give their weapon to the new Libyan army? It's rest to be seen. It is very difficult to imagine that militias that acquired power during a war will let go easily.
And lastly, the UN mandate is drawing to a close. What do you see happening? Will the job have been done by then, or maybe they will seek an extension?
Well, there are two interpretations. One would say that they have protected the civilians, that the rebels have the upper hand. A second interpretation says that, Gaddafi is still around, his forces are still around, and the civilian population could be endangered in the future. The bottom line is really going to be an agreement between the United States and Russia. That's where the real diplomatic battlefield is.